Welcome to A Blissfully Balanced Life. I am Crystal Ray, and I am an empowerment coach and life balancing strategist who helps busy working women transform their overworked lives into a blissful work-life balance by elevating their food, feelings, and fitness. If this is something that interests you, then you are in the right place. And I'm so excited to bring experts to you on how to balance your life through food, feelings, and fitness, and why it is important. So stay tuned and let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of A Blissfully Balanced Life. I am so excited because today I have Melissa here with me, and I'm just going to go ahead and introduce you to her. So Melissa, tell us about yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Melissa Chelikel. I'm based here in San Diego, California. I'm born and raised San Diegan, and I own a San Diego professional organizing company called Let's Get You Organized. I have been in business for about 6 years, full-time only for about 6 months, but I am fully enjoying what I do. And when people ask me if I actually enjoy going through their clutter and their junk, yes, yes, I do. I know that sounds crazy, but I love professional organizing.
So how did you get into this?
So as a child, I was always very neat, very tidy. I was never that kid that you had to tell to go clean up their room. The idea of fun to me on a weekend was like organizing my mom's sewing supplies or organizing my brother's magazines. So totally weird, I'm sure, but I just kind of have always been this way, and I figured I might as well monetize it and create a business out of it.
That is so awesome. I love that. So, you know, anybody who's listening to this, one of the things I feel like you've done is you've taken something that you truly enjoy and created income out of it. You know what I mean? Which is living your passion, right?
Yeah, for sure. And my background is 10 years in corporate human resources, and my degree is in sociology. So prior to this chapter of my life, I worked in corporate human resources where we did a lot of strength finders trainings, Myers-Briggs testing, and personality quizzes and things like that for our staff to foster, you know, healthy company cultures. And that's when I discovered strength finders and realized, hey, my strengths really can be optimized and monetized, and I don't have to look at my OCD or my perfectionism as such a, you know, negative in my life. I can actually use this to my benefit.
That's huge. I love that. That's such like a mindset shift and noticing the things that you might deem as negative and then finding the positives in them. Like that is amazing in itself.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love what I do. And it just feels good to find your passion, right? It feels good to find what you're naturally good at, because then it doesn't even feel like you're working.
Right. So when it comes to organizing, right? So there's this idea of being stressed. And I know that decluttering, it's one of my 7 days of de-stressing. I have like a free guide. And in it, decluttering is one of the days. So how does being organized help with reducing your stress?
Yep. So it's not just about the stuff that you have in your life. Obviously, decluttering is step one when you're trying to get organized, because if you have so much stuff, you're not going to be able to organize it. It's not all going to be able to fit into your closets and your cupboards or your garages or your pantries. So decluttering is definitely step one, and then the actual organizing. But I look at professional organizing as more of a way of life for people. So the services that I offer are more, you know, system hacks, productivity hacks, time-saving tips. A lot of my clients are, you know, busy moms, and they have kids that they're have activities, you know, they have sports that they need to go to and school that they need to go to and activities they need to attend. So I love, I'll mention three main buckets. I mention a solid morning routine in my coaching with my clients. So having a solid morning routine really sets you up for success in your day. And then also keeping a solid calendar or planner, whether that's a paper planner, a project management software or tool, a GCal, or, you know, just even the phone calendar that you have on your iPhone or your Samsung. And then number three, I'd say just living more of a minimalist life. So just actually purging the stuff that you no longer need.
Yeah. Can you expand on what a minimalist life looks like?
Yeah, of course. So with my clients, you know, we move through their homes and sort of establish the vision that they have for their home. So say I'm working with somebody that has lived in their home for 20 years and they've just been accumulating all of this stuff for 20 years. And they've sort of lost the vision of what they had for their home 20 years ago. So we kind of take a step back. A lot of times we'll actually go outside and say, hey, what is your vision that you want when you walk in these doors? Does your situation currently match that vision? And obviously the answer is usually no, because that's why I'm there to help them. But it's really about what is the vision that you want for your life and how can you simplify so that your life is less stressful? So decision-making, you know, decision fatigue is definitely a real thing. We as humans, our brains are only wired to make a certain number of decisions each day. And when you're in your home, say you're looking at your pantry and you're trying to figure out what to cook for dinner that night, if you have 30 pots and pans, you have to pick which pan you want to use. If you have 50 different dishes, you have to pick which dishes you want to use. If you have 10 types of quinoa in your cupboard, you have to pick which quinoa you're going to do. So minimalism really does apply to every area of your life, not just clothes, not just junk, not just clutter. It's really a lifestyle.
So what do you see happen to your clients after you start working with them? How does this change their life?
It's definitely a shift in energy, a shift in mood. I find that when I first come to my clients, a lot of them are sort of scattered, frazzled, stressed. I don't like seeing that, you know, it breaks my heart, but it makes me so happy that they took an investment in their self to reach out for help. And then by the end of it, whether it's just 1 4-hour session, whether it's 10 4-hour sessions, whatever investment level they're ready to respond to, by the end of it, there's always great results. And even if it's just, you know, amazing before and after pictures, amazing testimonials, or they're telling their friends about, hey, you can actually come over and visit me now because I'm not embarrassed for you to see my living room. It's those little things that just make my day and, you know, keep me fueled in what I do.
Yeah. And so what is that feeling? Let's say you go into your house and there's an area that doesn't feel good to you. What does it actually feel like in your body? I'm curious.
So honestly, it just feels like a weight has been lifted. Like if you've ever, think back to being in college, you are studying and cramming for this test and you've, you know, put your heart and soul into this course for the entire semester and it's down to the wire and you have this test and you finish the test and you feel really good about what you did. And then you go home and you just kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm done. It's like this relief. It's like a weight is just lifted. So it's the same with decluttering. I mean, if you walk into your closet every morning before work and you're so stressed about what to wear and where to find it and is it clean and is it tailored and is there a stain on it or does it not fit anymore, that's stressful. So remove that from your life. And then that Monday when you go get ready for work and you realize that you don't have to have that stress, it's just an amazing feeling.
So I feel like a lot of times people aren't fully aware, right? They're not fully aware of what they're encountering. How could somebody start to recognize that they may need your service, that they may need to simplify? Like, what are some signs that you encounter frequently?
Yeah, I think being overwhelmed in general, I mean, we've all felt overwhelmed at times. Our homes are truly our sanctuaries. So yeah, you go to work, you go out with friends, you know, you have family, things like that. But our homes truly are our nests and our shelter from the outside world. So what I find is when people are feeling overwhelmed in their own sanctuary or stressed in their own, you know, serene space, that it's time to make a change, right? Because if we don't have solitude in our homes, then where are we finding solitude? Okay, you go to yoga once a week for an hour. Well, that's not enough. That's not enough to be healthy. So honestly, everybody could use organizing, but it's really when I start to see those words come through in emails or calls, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, you know, those are the two trigger points.
You know, when you are working with somebody, how do you help them get to the other side? How do you help them feel better?
Yeah, so it's, you know, case by case. Every person is different. Every person comes to the table with different experiences. I might have baby boomers that, you know, their parents grew up in the Great Depression and they have inherited these like pack rat, you know, traits. Or I might be working with a millennial who wants to live the minimalist life because she sees all these fun images on Pinterest about it, you know? So it really does depend person to person. But I'd say, you know, that typical type of person that comes to me that is overwhelmed and stressed and just feeling like they're at their wit's end, it's really about taking a step back and reminding them that what they've created in their home, they've let into their home. So they've sort of allowed this to happen. And once they can own up to that and realize, I don't want to say guilt because, you know, I never obviously want to make anybody feel bad, but when they get to that point where they realize that they did this, that's when the true change happens. Because I can come in and organize somebody's pantry for 4 hours and then the next day it's back to where it was. If they don't make that choice and that decision to change their life, then those habits are never going to change. So what I do truly works on the results for them and being able to maintain systems in their homes so that they don't have to call an organizer every other week to come help them with their mess. So it's really truly about rewiring their thinking and getting them to make those life shifts.
Right. And so what are some of the systems? And also, do you recommend that people every X amount of months, like go through their books or their, like, what's the timeline?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's like, it's totally different person to person. I personally go through my wardrobe. So my closet, I have a big walk-in closet where it's easy for things to go to the deep, dark depths and, you know, get hidden away. And then it's like, oh my gosh, this hasn't fit in 5 years. Why am I still holding on to this? So I never want it to get to that point. So I do a purge quarterly. There are so many resources to get rid of clothing in particular. There are so many consignment shops, you know, locally in every city. And then there's also, you know, online consignment too, if for some reason you're not in a metro area where you have a thrift shop or consignment shop. So I do a purge quarterly, and I also usually try to make money off of my purge. So that's kind of like an incentive, right? Is if you're going through the house and you're finding things that you want to sell, even if it's on local selling channels, Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp or Letgo, I usually try to incentivize my clients too and say, hey, you can actually make cash for your clutter instead of having this sit here and stress you out. You know, you might as well sell it, get rid of it, and make some cash while you're at it. So I do recommend quarterly purges, so seasonal purges for clothing. For books, you know, it depends, because thanks to technology, we now have things like the Kindle and, you know, digital books, which I'm a huge fan of. Another thing, another big pain point for our clients is paper clutter. So paper is one of those things that's constantly coming into your house every single day. So that to me is more of like a daily purge where you're not even allowing that junk mail to come into your home and get collected on a pile, you know, on your kitchen table or wherever. We all have those piles, right? So it's a matter of actually taking the steps to make sure that you don't have a paper clutter problem down the road. I always joke with my clients, hey, put a recycle bin next to your mailbox or on, you know, directly in your doorway so that when you walk in with that mail and get out of the car in your garage, it goes into the recycle bin. It doesn't even go into your house.
I'm super guilty of having a paper stack right now in my kitchen of things I need to shred, but I haven't gotten around to shredding them. But yeah, the paper's a big one. It's yep. So crazy.
Yeah, paper, I think, is a daily purge for every single one of my clients. It's, you know, because it never stops. Like, once somebody has your address, they just think that they can spam you, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Email too is another one. It horrifies me when I look down at somebody's iPhone and it says like 40,000 unread emails. It's just like, oh my God, it gives me like the jitters. But I'm a big email purger too. So, you know, unsubscribe from those email newsletters that are emailing you 3 times a day with coupons to your local grocery store. You know, unsubscribe from people that you no longer follow or want to hear from, send spam emails to the junk box so that you don't even have to see them. I'd say email would also be a good like daily purge.
Yeah, 100%. I actually unsubscribe to a lot of things all the time. So yeah, I love that. So I know you have some freebies. You want to talk about them?
Yeah, of course. So my website is www.letsgetyouorganized.biz. And then my freebies are also located on that same page. And I love serving my clients, and I love serving even just my audience. Even if you're not local to San Diego, I love trying to help people to get to that other side, right? Get that feeling of relief of the weight has been lifted and you no longer have that clutter and that stress in your life. So I have a garage sale guide. So another way to monetize your clutter would be to hold a garage sale. I have a moving guide. So honestly, the best time to declutter is if you're moving, because you're already having to touch every single item that you own to get it packed up into a box. Unless, of course, you have the luxury of hiring movers, but then I still recommend going through and decluttering. So I have a moving guide. I have a garage sale guide. I have a clutter to cash guide. So that goes through all the various consignment channels that you can use to sell your clutter and make cash. I also have a 20-minute webinar on decluttering and organizing, as well as the minimalism guide. So again, minimalism, it's not just a hype. It's not just something that's been in the media lately, you know, people creating podcasts and documentaries and such about it. It really is a life-changing way to live your life.
And so on that note, can you just wrap up one more time why it's so important to simplify your life?
Yeah, of course. So remember that your home is your sanctuary. Your home should be your serene space as shelter from the outside world, and you should honor it and treat it as such. So remember what your vision was for your home when you first moved in there, you know, all the ideas, all the things you were saving on Pinterest and, you know, the paint colors and this and that. Get that excitement back. And I guarantee you it doesn't involve piles of mail on your kitchen counter. It doesn't involve, you know, 17,000 emails in your phone, and it doesn't involve things in your closet that no longer fit you. So really tune in to what your vision is for your home.
And then when you simplify your life, how does it make you feel?
Amazing and unstoppable. And I feel like if I can master, you know, my home life and master my home organization, then I can master anything in the outside world that comes at me.
I love that. I think that's so good. So if anybody was looking to connect with you, Melissa, where can they find you? What social medias and what is your handle?
So I am on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook, and my handle is at Let's Get You Organized on all three of those channels. And then I also have my website, like I mentioned. You can either sign up for my monthly email newsletter or just opt in to get your free guide and unsubscribe, because I don't want you to have spam clutter in your email. I won't be offended. So that's www.letsgetyouorganized.biz.
Awesome. And I'm going to put all of those links in the show notes. So if you didn't catch them this time around, check out there and you can find them there. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk with us about tonight?
I'm good. I just hope that this was helpful. And I hope that for those of you that are holding on to junk longer than you would like, that you finally get the motivation to get in there and start purging and decluttering and see what the results can be in your own home.
Definitely. You've motivated me to go through some of the things that are sitting here in my office. So I will have to get started on those things ASAP. But I appreciate you being on today so much. I'm so glad you were able to share this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved this episode. If yes, I would appreciate it if you could share this episode with a friend, and if you could leave a review on my podcast. All links are going to be in the show notes, and definitely feel free to connect with me on Instagram. I'll talk to you soon.